Tackle the Sport Zone on Salford City Radio.
It was Jurgen Klinsmann who came in. He was relatively inexperienced, wasn't he, in top-level management. What persuaded the German FA to bring him in? Because it seems he sort of held initial signs of the modern German football that we see today. Would that be correct?
That is absolutely correct. And the brutal truth of the matter is that he was almost the last resort, because the coaches that they really wanted had all one by one turned them down. And it come to the point where Klinsmann himself, being very smart, knew that he now could really push this advantage and make a lot of changes, because the German FA came to him, cap in hand, effectively begging him to take the job after everybody else had said no. And they had said no because they looked at it and thought, this is pointless. We're going to get absolutely hammered in our own World Cup, and people will never forgive me until the end of my life. So he was brave enough to jump into it, brave enough to make a lot of changes on the back of an almost revolutionary manifesto of, you know, saying we're going to take this whole shop apart. And he, coming from an outsider's position, coming from the States, where he'd lived in California for a long time, coming from a point where he had spent a lot of his career playing abroad under different managers, different systems, different mentalities, I think had a very clear and very unembellished view of Germany and of Germany's shortcomings. And he made a lot of things right. He made a lot of changes that ultimately bore fruition. And I think he changed the mentality around the team.